Thunder Bay. The Mattawa Tribal Council will use millions in new provincial funding to create 21 transitional housing units in Thunder Bay. The supported housing units are intended to help support Indigenous families in crisis, and will be open to people enrolled at the Mattawa Training and Wellness Center, the organization says. Construction of the new units began in July and is scheduled to be finished by spring 2023, Mattawa said. The announcement of $2.1 million in funding to support the project, drawn from the Social Services Relief Fund, was announced by Municipal Affairs and Housing Minister Steve Clark during a visit to Thunder Bay on Monday. The federal government announced $13.8 million for the project in early July. Clark called the investment, administered through the Thunder Bay District Social Services Administration Board, DSSAB, an important part of his government's plan to expand the availability of affordable housing. Indigenous housing is a critical component of our commitment to build 1.5 million new homes over the next 10 years, which will ensure that all Ontarians, especially our most vulnerable, have a home that meets their needs and budget, he said. Rosemary Muniz, president of Mattawa's board of directors, said the new units will help connect families in crisis with a variety of supports. It's very important, she said. We have so many families that are in great need here in the community of Thunder Bay. The families that are coming here, a lot of times they're struggling, because it's hard to find affordable housing. Coming into the city, they're not familiar with all of the services that are offered. We'll be able to provide services in one location and meet all of their needs, social, mental health, everything. The training center, located at the former Dawson Court facility on Algoma Street, will include a trade school, secondary school courses, and family programming. Residents will have access to laundry facilities and a community kitchen for three daily meals. Available programs will include cooking lessons, job training, life skills, financial literacy training, traditional and cultural activities. Jody Davis, the vice chair of the DSSAB's board of directors, said in a statement the city badly needs more supportive housing options. This is a major success for our housing and homelessness service system. For many people, housing is not as simple as having a roof over your head. Some people aren't ready to live independently or need more supports to help them thrive. Along with funding for 12 other supportive housing units announced through Mattawa earlier this year, the DSSAB and Mattawa have partnered to create 33 new transitional housing units this year, he said. Thunder Bay Atikokan MPP Kevin Holland, the parliamentary assistant on municipal affairs and housing, also had words of praise for the project. I am pleased that our government is following through on our promise to get shovels in the ground for projects such as this, Holland said. This commitment will help the most vulnerable in our society, as well as those from Indigenous communities in the north. This project is long overdue and will provide the residents of our communities with the support that they require. The province said Monday it's also investing nearly $25 million more annually through a reconfigured homelessness prevention program. The Ford government said that raises total spending on the program to $464 million per year.